In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. To really understand this parable, we have to first understand what righteousness is, because it says in the scripture, Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Righteousness was a person who is righteous is someone who follows the law, both its spirit and the letter, completely with their entire being. Their piety is not like the morning dew that fades away. It endures. You want an example of a righteous man? Saint Joseph. The scripture says that Joseph was a righteous man. It's the highest compliment you could give a practicing Jew at the time of our Lord. And so, the parable is addressed to those who are convinced that they follow the law precisely, its letter and its spirit, and despise everyone else. Yeah, they're just, I'm good and you're not. And so we have the example. We have the Pharisee and a tax collector. The Pharisee goes and tells God all of the good things that he does. And he gives thanks that he's not like everyone else. I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithes on my whole income. Yay me, I am wonderful. But I think he forgets some other stuff. The tax collector, on the other hand, is quite aware of his own sinfulness and comes before God and says, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, the second guy, the tax collector, God can work with him. You know, if you know you're a sinner and you wish to turn from your sins, turn to God and he will help you. It might be an extended process, but he will help you to turn from your sins. The Pharisee, on the other hand, doesn't think he has any sins to turn from. And that is why he did not go home justified. But the tax collector did, because the tax collector recognized his own sinfulness, repented, and turned to God for forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.